AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will get a look at damage from Hurricane Milton Sunday in Florida. He says the federal government will give storm victims what they need to recover.
We have to give them a little bit of hope. I mean, some of you have been through crises. You know, the one thing you wonder about when things are really bad is there hope? Is anybody coming? Is it going to happen?
The president also spoke about misinformation about storm relief.
And to hear this malarkey you're hearing from some of the people, I want to get into it, but I lose my temper. But anyway, the truth is we're providing all the resources that are needed.
People living in one apartment building in Florida are wondering what's next. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Jovan Glenn's family was among those who had to be rescued by boats after the Clearwater building started flooding early yesterday.
We lost everything.
This morning, he stood outside.
I'm still trying to get over it. I mean, I've been crying. It's hard because everything you worked hard for, you go in and see which can be replaced. Now you got to start all over again.
Zaquarius Howard was waiting to be let inside.
Let's see what we can salvage. Anything we can salvage is good.
Beverly Harris was waiting too, with her 7-year-old.
He's asking lots of questions every 2 seconds. Doesn't know, just asking so many questions. I have no answers for him. Mommy, why can't we just go and buy something? Why is it, you know, it's a lot.
I'm Sagar Magani.
In New York, a federal appeals court judge ruled Sean Diddy Combs must stay locked up while he makes a third attempt for bail in his sex trafficking case. Combs' trial is set to start in May. Police in eastern Tennessee are investigating a container suspected of holding large amounts of dynamite, warning people in the neighborhood evacuations will likely remain in place through the night. A military investigation has concluded 2 U.S. Navy SEALs drowned as they tried to climb aboard a ship carrying illicit Iranian-made weapons to Yemen because of glaring training failures. This is AP News. The Nobel Committee is remembering the end of World War II in Japan.
The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Nihon Hidankyo, a Japanese organization of survivors of the U.S. atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, for its activism against nuclear weapons. Jørgen Watne Friedness, chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, says the grassroots movement received the award in particular as the taboo against the use of nuclear weaponry is under pressure.
Gradually, a powerful international norm developed, stigmatizing the use of nuclear weapons as morally unacceptable. This norm has become known as the nuclear taboo.
Friedness adds, the Nobel Committee wishes to honor all survivors who, despite physical suffering and painful memories, have chosen to use their costly experience to cultivate hope and engagements for peace. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.